There's now there's no one on.
Okay, yeah.
No, that's it. There's now there's no one else on.
Perek Lamed Gimel. Did I get it right? Perek Yud Dalet. Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Yud Yavlad. Yud Dalet Lamed Dalet. This is by Nigei Bias. So the Seder is Nigei Odom, Nigei Begodim, and Nigei Bias. So the apparently Rashi is bothered by the good news, bad news. It was you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, which I'm giving to you as a legacy, and I'm going to put a plague on your home. Sounds so strange. And then he stressed again, what kind of a legacy is this? That then we're going to have Nigi bias. And the emphasis is that I think on the Gom is only when you're at the stroll of Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi says it was good news, right? Besura Hilahem, Chanigoyim Bom Aleyim, Vivishitminu Emoiriyim Atmoiniyo Shalzov, Bekimais Poteyim, Kolar Bom Shona, Shay Yisrael Bamidbar. So there's some a silver lining. A little strange thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu said that this is the way that the person finds riches. It means if a guy didn't tell Lashon Hara, he'll find it an easier way. But if a guy who was even a guy who was involved in Lashon Hara, so there will be a silver lining. So look at the Das the Kenim. Vinosati, Omer LeMakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Re'u Beinechem Le'umay Sa'olam. Because when the Umay Sa'olam do Averus, so then the Kadosh Baruch Hu first moves against the people. Ve'enag Hashem is Paray Ve'eskol Beisa. So the bias is second, but Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of our bias first. So that's the good news. Vinasati, it's because I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael as a legacy, that's good news. So the tiras is going to be in your homes, not in your people. Al Eitzim Mavonim. V'chima chotu Eitzim Mavonim. El kidei she'yiru b'yikul musim. This is what? Is it Russia? I thought all the Mephoshim say it's house closed for a person. Then in terms of, but then he says, V'chein atam moitzi, Yishechotu Yisrael, Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Lagoloysam, Hei misen cher val kol umayz, Kedei she'yir Yisrael v'yasu tshuva. He says, well, when God forbid, when there is a tzara, and it's a worldwide tzara, so that was the Mahalach from the Chavetz Chaim that it's really talking to Klal Yisrael. So here you have a record for that. He says, before Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Golus to us, the whole Sancheiriv, Bo Sancheiriv, was so that we would see that Golus is Shayach. Apparently, before the Shoah, there was an Armenian genocide. So, some people will make a similar tushta that there was a genocide. So Klal Yisrael should see what. So here it's probably Tosfos. What's a pasuk? Kacha Kadosh Baruch Hu Maru LaAdam. So that's on the global Klal Yisrael. It's also for an individual. Maru LaAdam Umalke Beisit Chila. Chaza Beimutam Vimla Begodam. No, he did shuva. Good. Dainum Chazar Mutam Vimlam Lake Bagufa. Right? And so that's the
a little strange though, right?
Because why?
The order of the Psukim is Nige Odom first.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Nige Badim.
Yeah.
Then Nige Badim. And then it does again. It quotes the last thing, which is Tumazov, that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. The Tumah Zov is right. But apparently the pshat is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, it'll only happen nigei Adam if you messed up the nigei begodim. And you only have nigei begodim if you messed up. In other words, that's the, but you're right, that's the.
Obviously, we're having a couple of weeks from the close, right? Where if you sold the Perishvies, then this is going to happen.
Right.
It built up to the worst. It's almost like it reminds me of it's my sort of a similar blank. The Arba Malach came against five.
Yeah.
So first they attacked all the nations all around.
And then,
only afterwards they got involved with the Arba Malachim.
Yeah.
I had the same idea.
Interesting. Well, what's the Arba Malachim went after them?
Was right.
Yeah.
But,
then.
Yeah. That's the whole world capture love. And Raphael was Nimrod, failed to kill Avram, so this is his way of getting what looked like Avram, at least to show the whole world, look, I converted Avram to be on my side.
I think the Ramban makes this kind of horror that you, a lot of the Yesodos of Negoim is in the Gibbotim, right? For example, it says Kin Negan Ivavoy. That's the Yesod, that the guy can feels Haman Chacham means a bucking God. He can only say Kin Negan. That's totally Bekoy. So it's interesting that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts it over here by Negevotim. And there's another Yesod, again, Vinasati, but it's another. Right. So that supports this idea that. And this is also where Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Where is Megala that grows Kos Al Momay?" Chazok is learned from here. The Yotzakim and Abayis, or Pesach and Abayis, Vizgir. So that would support the idea that this is number one. Good. So we have the Rashi, the Das, the Kainim is Vinasati Nega Tzaras. So that is good news. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us opportunity to do tshuva. So then now let's look at the Ramban. Then we'll see if time for clear. The Ramban Tamar Kosum and Nigya Bottom and Nasati. What is it Vinasati? Vinasati negatiras. Kiya negatiras, bye-bye. Vinasati negatiras bye is doesn't say Lagabe. So he says, because this is where we see clearly that Negoim are not B'teva. They're not natural. As they explain, Legabe Nigei Begodim. All right? Let's look back at this Ramban is referring. Yud Gimel Mem Zayin. Then we'll come back here. Yud Gimel Mem Zayin.
A beggar
by negative tiras, a beggar temer. So the Ramban says, Zer Inyan Eino Beteva Klau V'loi Hoive V'oila. So here you see also this is not a natural event. V'chein Nige Habotim Avol B'yos Yisro Shleimim L'Hashem. So yes, it's another point that the Torah's Megala Yisoid of Nigoim and the by Botim and by begotten, as long as talking about human beings, so we don't know whether the nega is like is it a natural event? Because it's still be a simon for the baruch person. The person, God forbid, gets an illness and it's not because of his own negligence. So then you have to be fashion masav. You have to do tshuva. You have to make a cheshbon nefesh. Can't find the nevera then. You turn shalava. So the first part, nige odom, how do we know that it's shleib derech hateva? It could be derech hateva. It still could be a chet because of a chet of lashon hara. But once you get to begodim, so you see it's not biderech teva. And then he explains it as you say. B'yoyis Yisrael shleimim l'Hashem. Yiruach Hashem tomin aleyim. Lahan v'gufam ubigdeyem ubateyem kimare toy. V'kasher yikrik be'echon meyem barchek be'ovoy. Yisrael ki'ur b'psorei. Oy be'vigdoy oy be'vesa. Laharis Yeshem Sormi Allah. Rabban's Mahalach is the whole parsha of Tziras is that when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is present, so that impacts the entire of the world. So that's just the Ruchnius. Then the physical structure in the world, they also have to be beautiful. They're gonna eat. Why is it gonna have to be beautiful? Because if Kadosh Baruch Hu's house was gone, it has to be a Dover Shalom. It's beautiful. It's a natural part of it. Has to represent perfection. So a world in which Kadosh Baruch Hu was heavily present. I think the Ramban is a similar halach by Koyin and can't be Bali Mumin. Is because nowadays a Mum doesn't necessarily reflect the Ruchnius issue. But when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is present in the world, so the whole world is Merkava Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world has to have a higher measure of shleimus. The world is so beautiful. So a person who suffers a mum of tzara, some mum or tzara, so it means that they're not on the ruchnistic level to be able to have that their bone shalom's presence would require them being shalom, being shleimus. So over here, he's saying that a person hit a certain madrega. So that's what the Torah is saying by nigi bot. He's so well, before you get there, it's Yisrael not shayach. Get there, it's Yisrael. And some say that you have to only that Nigi Botim is only after the 14 years of Kibush V'Yishuv. V'Nasati Negat Tziras, and I am placing that Negat Tziras by. So I'm putting it there. It means that since Klal Yisrael has the opportunity and the ability to such a Ruchnistic level, so if there's ugliness, that's ugliness that comes from a chisaron in midas, from a chisaron in one zemuna, shmiras mitzvah. That means that that's the pshat. I'm thinking when a sati neged tiras bebeis erda chuzaschem, because it's your legacy land, because it's the Eretz Yisrael, so memela it cannot sustain that. Lack of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So now let's go to the Klei Yoker back where we left off in Lamed Aleph. Yeah.
So if they take the house apart, find the fortune.
Yeah.
you think that God is doing your favor, don't you?
He's in favor, yeah. So the pshat is that Kadosh Baruch Hu could make a person go in many ways. He could be good at business, he could sweepstakes. See this guy?
He's a madrega.
What's a madrega?
To be able to think of it. Because once you got the money, you say, wow,
yeah.
You could have done it differently. All right, you've been much.
I don't know. It's very, very embarrassing. I'm troubled by it. I can't say the one machshava, one thought I once had is that there's a musar in it. The guy, because the guy, the Balgaiva, the Lashnar Nigger, said he was only looking at the outside. He didn't see that there was something, that there was something hidden inside. So part of the musar is that you see what's inside you. Inside your own home, inside the walls. It only partially answers the question. Right? It's like Rashi says, absurdities that only happen. I think you have to realize it's always like a tshuva. In other words, he rebuilds the house as part of the tshuva. Sure. That's how if I don't forget to it, the Archaim says that's shot in Uvo Ashalaya Vice Vigil Lakoyan Laymor. Last week we did Laymor. He says, Lakoyan Laymor. One shot is, the shot is, he tells the Koyan with the following Nusuk. Kanegan, because he can't say it, the real name. One Nusuk is Vigil Lakoyan Laymor. The Koyan tells him to be Kibush. So let's look at the Kliyakas. A few very beautiful horrors of the Kliyakas says, Kisavoyler, back in Lamna Dalla, Yavlat. Yeshla Dakta Gloma, period, Ethel Nigi Botan, Kisavoyler, Kinan. Why do we have over here that this is dependent on coming to Eretz Yisrael more than, and then all the Nagomer only to get there at Yisrael? And why does it say, Asher, and the Noisim, Lachem, Lachuza? Should just say, Kisavoyler, Eretz Yisrael. And then it repeats, Minasati Nega Tsaras, the base again, Erzach was asking, was he hacking? Alpha Bishla Fi Pirish Rashi, Shep Pirish and Shemarit Minu Batmanit, Ainzu Kushia, came Nokana Huzaskin Lemaida Bottom Shikusham Israel. He's saying that if you do away with the call, the you buy a house and wreck it, it's called the teardown, it's called the knockdown. So he said, if a guy, if he took an Amori knockdown and he built up his own house, and then he gets to Ras, so obviously he's not going to be, only if it's still the home of the place that God gave us. Right? The base area in the house of the land, Achuz Asim, you grabbed onto. Land that you, not like legacy land, that you have. So then you can explain this pshat, Rashi. But he says, "Gam tamu shel Rashi chol lo shmoi," and the Rav Perel's horror. It's hard to understand. But kori ve'lai loymar sheikar etam b'mur torah sign. Ikar tsaras comes because a person has negativity. Torah sign, he's stingy negative. K'moishad dor shu chazam in apostle. Uba Sheloya Bayis, beautiful word. Look at the pasuk says in Lamed Hey. Uba Sheloya Bayis. This is a very strange lashon. Uba, but he get like Koyin. Ask me the Uba Bala Bayis. Uba Sheloya Bayis. So what's pshat? Zeshayichet basically atzmai. A person who says, this is my home. It only belongs to me. No guests are coming in. No freeloaders over here. So that kind of he didn't give a note to other people, he didn't have a guest room. He live avur ze no sana shemala chuzo bais mole kolto then asoysim yitim ibeisa gam lachayrim. Because Baruch Hu gave him what's the lashon v'nasati negel tiras before that. Asher anina, he said, I gave you a home lachuzo v'beisa erz lachuzo askan. And what happened? Ubo shaloy abayis, and then you say, it's a house that is only good for me. So that kind of a person is going to end up getting tziras. So, and that's why he savor. Okay, the different parts. Nesati neged tziras bebeis eretz achuz aschem. It means if you treat it as achuz aschem, then. V'yesh oimrim. Skip down a little bit. Shetam nigi abotim l'shem oirim bonu batein l'shem avodah zara. Some say the Amori, when they built their own homes, every home was in a avodah zara place. Akena kodesh baruch hu maybe negom abotim. Kidei lin toi toi sam. And kodesh baruch hu wanted to get rid of these homes. So the nega was in order that we would end up getting rid of all these places in a little bit of shemes avodah zara. V'dorash kol ha'parsha kula al beis hamikdash shenechra b'avur avodah zara kenega nirali b'avoyis. Shana the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, "I'll shikol nega al avodah zara in my home, the beis hamikdash." V'chiyala das le'mishe b'al medrash that da'iti loitzi kol ha'parsha m'pshutu l'parsha l'churban elavadei shegam da'iti litin tam l'negi b'avoyis. Then the Medrash is explaining to us about Hashem. So the Baal and Medrash didn't have in mind. It was talking about the Beis Hamikdash, but he had in mind that what we had to do to fix the home from the Nega, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to do it at his house as well. All right. Now let's look at this one very. Skip down. Gam letam tzaras oy. Omar, he says. At first, he says, "Kenega and Nerliba Boyet." The nega that's supposed to happen to me happened to my house. That's all eitzim v'avona. But then, gam l'tam tzorasayin, omer, ke'ein nega arvor l'voyal, al tzorme ha'oyin, v'pizim ha'moynam, ach nirli v'voyas, ki soif y'lov l'idei shifaz ha'koyin v'voyam. So the nega that should have happened to me, because I was stingy and I was tight, so Kodesh Baruch Hu should have given me an oynesh of losing my wealth, Kodesh Baruch Hu did the home. The home loses its viability. Let's just take a minute to look at the Arachayim. And the same pasuk, back up a little bit, says, Lamed Hey. Did he get, no? Where that? Yeah, Lamed Dalet. Okay, begins with the same Kash, it begins with the Rashi. And then he says, same thing, that first is, Nigei Boyas, and then it's Nigei Odom. Now, V'atam Shulei, see there are cause of Nega Bayis Koy. So why didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu organize the Negom in the chronological order? She Nigei Odom Yesham Teichah V'miyad V'yad Dibur V'eilach Noyag. He says because he thinks that Nigei Odom began in the Midbar, and the Givoyas only began in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Next, V'nira Givoch Hashem L'sad the Negi B'godim V'in Negi Odom and Negi Botim L'tzad Sh'yesh B'em Devorim Shem Shavim the Negi Odom V'in Shavim Shem Shavim the Negi Botim. Because when it comes to the Shir of Tiras, the same as Negi Odom, the Gris, and not like Negi Botim, the Shnei Grisim. When it comes to the colors, so the colors of Negi B'godim are the same as Negi Botim. Oid Nira. Why did Hakadosh Baruch Hu put the Seder of Tara in between Nigei Begodim and Nigei Bot? Oyel Lamtin Hashigim Kol Mishpat Tiras Adam. First there should be all Tiras, Tiras Begodim, and then Tiras Botim, and then how do you get Tar? Elavadai Shehera Kosot Bazeh. Because Omenatiras, he piv on a boy. He says that the process of Tara, the beginning of Mitzaira, that's what teaches us the Aveira that brought about the Tarat. Because of the pitput of the bird, because of the arrogance of the Ezoi. Umashi is chil bidin avos and negaho of Odom Vahiskul bim Godim. Zen is chakim a kosel, a chazek a dorm to nigi of a god, gam kein bom vachet Odom. Kemoi nigi Odom. Lezahiskul bim nigi Odom. Vesomachulem in nigi begodim. Vamishneim zaistir terza mitzayr. That the Seder is Odom begodim, and then you should know there's offer the same thing. Oi nira. The same thing as the Good. So again, so what do we figure out? So the Nigay bias at the very end. And it seems according to all Meforshim that was the first step. So it could be, and in addition we find various fundamental ideas of Nigoyim are told to us in the context of Nigay Bata. One of the fundamental ideas that's told to us is that loy b'derech hateva, because how could the gom happen in the house of b'derech hateva? So that becomes and if it's shaloy b'derech hateva, the hezbra dover is the Ramban says because it shows a lack of shleimus. So just like there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's not present, there's an ugliness in one's midos, there's an ugliness in the one's person and one's begotten and one's happened. Okay. And then the question is why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu stress that Nigei Bias are the Eretz Achuzaschem? So there are various silver linings. One is, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, it could be like the basket of Moshe Rabbeinu and the spices of Yosef. Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu was in Midas Adin mode, so he shows us that he wants certain things from us. So in that context, we saw this Dasikim, which I think is very important makor for an idea that we often hear, that on the personal level, the bias becomes a warning, and on the national level, the tzaras which begin by others, we should take it as a siman for us. And then, so the silver linings are the Matmonios. The Kadosh Baruch Hu first railed against our Eitzim Avonim, and only afterward against a person, Minan Chayzer, or that it's a siman of Kadosh Baruch Hu who's sending us a message. And then we, and the yukim of the Kleyokar, that it's all because of Tzorvus Ayin. That's where it all starts. So Vasha Loya Bayis shows Tzorvus Ayin. And Kinega Nirali is a seek of everything we said. Because the Pshat of Kinega Nirali is that it's a Yisoid, that it all depends on Achayim and most Beyad Alosha. Person has to realize he's hanging there, considering what the king is sitting there saying. That's why he learns pshat on the importance of lashon. He defames somebody, so he has to know what it means to be hanging on what the king's going to say. So kin negali. But we learn pshat kin negali could mean what was supposed to happen to me happens to my body. Kin nega nearly my voice. Or kin nega the avodah zara, that she's running away from the new voice. Or Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, Kenega, the Nega of Avodah Zarah, happened in my base of Mikdash. This is becomes a summary sentence for my name. Okay. Avi, how you doing? Thanks for joining.
Baruch Hashem.
Very good.
You look at the world negative.
Uh-huh.
So your eyes, everything is bad. It didn't change. You take the eye and put it in, it becomes an owner.
Very good.
This is the parasha where Sarasbin refers to Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah, because he's in this island.
The solitary confinement. Quotes brings down
Robinson Crusoe. Why it was bad news?
He was living on a desert island.
Yeah.
He went nuts.
Yeah.
Crazy. He says, you see how terrible
it is. I don't know how we're going to do be good in a loss of love. We'll sit there with a Zoom share. We'll have to Uber Eats. And now it's going to, there'll be a Saras app.
Listen, we should have the whole year of be good, right?
And that's the thing, because all the technology is with it. Let's just take away the phone.
What's
the action? Who's
going to get Saras and then be a Chote?
You're going to take out a whole because we're Mitzvah.
You may have to rush a couple of fire.
You think so? Okay. Good news. Idea. That was one thing. If a person lives in Yerushalayim and he has to leave Yerushalayim, can he do be done with the Mitzvah and Tveria? Does it have to be out of his own place? Can I take it on the canary? Hanging out with him. Does it have to be in Bidu? And we're getting
it. Vacation.
Yeah. So I hang out with the Mitzvah.
You don't have the same quarantine hotels that they have now.
Yeah, there's also have Saras hotel.
I hear reporters.
They weren't literally by themselves. Like half of the Haftorah, the performance of Rome were hanging out together.
All of them say Rome was the other, yeah.
So you could have a party.
But it's a maximum of 2 weeks, right? Let's see. Maybe 3 weeks. So I was wondering, but then the idea of the loneliness that is supposed to happen, it says, is that going to b'chol happen? Can a person be lonely again?
Does it have to be not dafka alone, just away from his normal set?
But he has to say, Tommy, don't come close to me. The only
right,
element
on
the other would say wrong. It sounds like the other would say wrong could be.
It appears in the Navi that way.
Yeah.
And there weren't such righteous guys that wouldn't
have and have social place. Distancing with different Tehran. The truth is, I saw someplace that no one gets chummy with the guys. I love versus peace, Lashon Hara. They're being nervous with themselves. So you have four guys who are known for Lashon Hara, and I'm talking to them.
Right. Yeah, and if you go through the Navi, there was a crisis, right? There was a war going on, there was no food, and so they had to get together. But maybe you're right, in normal times,
they would have been together.
Wouldn't hang out.
But then again, as I'll say, they were their own family capsule. It was Gehazi and his three sons.
Yeah.
Right?
Zompad. This is the sign of figure.
Isn't Shad also from your dad that they have to wear masks? No?
Totally. Like it was the reverse mask.
This one, right?
Yeah, they could breathe it. But maybe they'll be all in the community, they'll have to din in the rabbana. As long as they're only make halach, it's it. You can't take your cell phone. Yeah. Shkash. You take the mask home.
Is it like getting a sash where it's like a $5
mask? Don't get your phone. Yeah.